Hello, everybody.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the Random Sodas Podcast.
The Random Sodas Podcast.
You really got to talk over me
that?
Yeah, I do. Okay. Sounds good.
All right.
Yeah.
How's everyone doing? We're doing just fine.
Yeah.
We're in Lucas's bedroom now.
Yeah, we're trying out a new location. New locale.
Yeah, we recorded this in a library last time, and it was too sterile for me.
Yeah.
Too echoey.
Now I think it's going to be too much outside noise because I'm sitting on a wooden chair.
And I'm sitting on a futon.
So yeah.
We don't have this figured out at all yet.
Sorry about all the background noise.
Yeah, we're just trying to figure this out as everybody. We go along.
So, yeah. Today, for our random soda.
What do we got, Lucas?
We got Romano's Italian Soda, white peach flavored.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Looks really cool with a little Italian flag there.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to try and hold the mic between my knees as I open this up.
I'm trying to hold the mic and the uncap the bottle.
I can hold your mic for you. Give it to me.
No, I got it. I'm holding the mic in my legs right now. Oh, this one, actually, I'm not able to get this one open.
Do you have a bottle opener?
No, it's not a... it's a twist-off.
You can still do that.
They're always a twist-off.
I can't do this.
I don't need a bottle opener.
I have my little beta cuck hands.
Little baby hands.
Yeah. My short fingers.
Yeah. Your little sausage fingers. Oh, you try to open it. Oh, my gosh. This is... do I have a bottle opener?
I don't know. Give me your mic.
Oh, yeah.
Give me your mic.
Okay. I've got... yeah, here's a knife.
Oh, wait, no, shit. I wouldn't. Okay. Do you have one in your kitchen, maybe?
There's probably one.
We go look.
No,
I'll keep talking.
I'm not going to look, because there's something in here. I have, like, a pocket knife or something. A bottle opener.
I wouldn't just...
oh, yeah, here's the can opener. It has a bottle opener on it.
Okay, there we go.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah, for everybody at home,
I'm in everyone's ear right now.
I keep my bottle opener, or my can opener, in my room.
Now the cap's gonna be ruined. I'm still gonna keep the cap, though.
Okay.
Alright.
Yeah.
Mine's on the ground, though.
Alright, that's one. And for your enjoyment, folks...
everyone go silent?
Yep. Trying to open this up. Not getting a good...
bro, get it away from the mic for now. When you're ready, I'll bring it forward.
Okay, it's ready.
That was clean.
That
was clean, brother. You gotta put... where...
is this one mine?
Yeah, that got way too close to my mouth there, probably.
That is yours.
Alright.
We'll have to edit the audio later.
I think we should keep it in.
Well, no, we'll just, like, edit it.
Oh!
Quieter. What?
I wanted the cap.
Oh. We can clean it off.
Yeah.
For those who are at home, I threw the cap away in the garbage, but I wanted it. But I saved it. Oh, you want it in your hand right now?
Well, where's your cap? Do you not want it?
I threw mine away.
Are you going to keep it?
I guess I should.
Yeah, you should. Uniformity.
I'm grabbing it. Okay.
There you go. All right.
We'll have to clean those later.
Well, here we go. Romano's Italian Soda. White peach flavored.
White peach. It's very fizzy.
It is.
It kind of tastes like a Propel type of thing.
Yeah, it kind of does, now that you mentioned that.
Mm-hmm. It's definitely got a white peach flavor. It's a little citrusy.
Yeah, honest to God, the only thing I can say about it is that it's peach flavored.
Yeah. And very fizzy, very carbonated. Tingles on your tongue quite a bit.
Well, you know what? It's doing its job. The white peach flavored soda tastes like white peach.
I think it tastes good. I like the taste of it.
Yeah, it is good. Nothing really else to add, honestly.
I could see myself in, like, an Italian cafe.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'll have the Romano's Italian soda, the white peach-flavored, please.
Probably, like, filthy American.
Yeah, they're like, bro, you don't have wine with your lunch, like we Italians? I'm like, no.
Put that on the windowsill for now.
Yeah, I'll set mine on the floor.
That's a picture right there for later.
All right. Yeah. Well, again, we'll pop that picture in.
Yeah, it'll be on the YouTube
for everybody at home.
For everyone who's wondering.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, just Google it. Unless you're driving, don't Google it.
Yeah, you shouldn't Google it if you're driving. We don't want to be talking and texting on the phone.
That's my preferred way to listen to podcasts, at least. I don't know about you.
Driving?
Yeah.
I like to do it when I'm... I'd like to do it when I'm walking. I used to walk around town, just get some exercise in the winter times.
Yeah.
And I'd like to listen to a podcast while I do that.
It's or if I'm, like, home alone doing housework, I do it, too.
Yeah.
Just, like, throw on a podcast at max volume.
Any, like, mindless task. I really like a podcast. Yeah. But if I have to, like, think about it, I cannot listen... I can listen to music, just not a podcast, because, like... If I'm thinking and then I'm listening to someone talk, it mixes me up.
I know what you're saying. Like, I can't listen to even music with lyrics when I'm doing homework.
Oh, I love listening to music with lyrics.
No, I just...
I play on my 40-hour-long rock playlist and just vibe.
I listen to that Kelpie G playlist.
Kelpie G? Yeah, you would. You listen to that French anime girl on YouTube with, like, the calm anime sounds.
Lo-fi hip-hop beats for studying and relaxation.
That one.
That's a
lot of people listen to that.
Yeah, I know. That's prime studying music, Lucas. I don't know what you're on about.
I listen to my tunes. I don't listen to curated tunes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I've discovered a lot of good songs for that, actually.
Isn't it just all one song? I thought it was always one thing.
No, it changes. It's like a live stream that changes.
Interesting.
It's just different songs, I guess. Like every 4 minutes or whatever, it just changes.
Yeah, I really only like listening to my music. I listen to a lot of new music every week, but I don't listen to, like,
Pray tell,
radio
Lucas,
ever.
What kind of music are you into?
I'm really excited. I haven't... Wallows just released the deluxe version of their newest EP. I still haven't listened to all that. They just released it, like, yesterday. Yesterday was Friday.
I don't know who Wallow is.
Wallows? Do you know the guy from 13 Reasons Why? Like, the main character?
13 Reasons Why. Yep.
Yeah, he is, like, one of the... There's, like, three guys in Wallows.
He's got a band?
Yeah.
That's weird.
He's, like, one of the main guys.
The more you know.
Yeah. It's... I was, like, very... I listened to Wallows for a few years now, and, like, it wasn't until, like, last year that I... had figured that out.
Well, that's like 30 Seconds to Mars and Jared Leto, so...
Yeah, that's true.
That's him, right? I think it is.
Yeah, and Jared Leto's in 30 Seconds to Mars.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a few actors that have, like, bands I don't think I can name anymore.
Nah, yeah, not off the top of my head.
There are some.
I know that's, like, a YouTuber thing, too.
Oh, yeah,
you
that's
have your
a big
band,
thing.
And then you have your thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, when Jake Paul did all of his diss tracks, and then...
I wasn't thinking Jake Paul.
That's who I was thinking of.
I was thinking, like, Ninja Sex Party...
Who's that?
Like, the guy from Game Grumps.
I don't listen to Game Grumps. I don't know what that is.
You don't know what Game Grumps is?
I know it's, like, a gaming channel, I can assume. Is it, like, Gameranks? That's what that's what I watch.
No, it's not, like, Gameranks.
What's Game Grumps, then?
Game Grumps is for the sophisticated.
Oh, okay.
Excuse me, folks.
Well, Gameranks is for the Godzilla people out there. Game Grumps is probably for the Kong people out there.
Yeah, Kong supporters.
The average Kong supporter. The average Godzilla supporter.
I'm just saying, Kong would whoop Godzilla's ass, and he's gonna...
I hope he does.
I hope he does, too.
Like, with his little axe, with that little... I think that thing looks cool.
He can build, like, tools and weapons.
Yeah.
He's got opposable thumbs, so he can, like, grip the fuck out of Godzilla.
He can, like, climb and stuff.
Like,
that's
monkey.
Cool. Monkey?
Just because, no, Godzilla, he's getting his ass handed to him.
Yeah, I think that'll happen.
I think so, too.
I think another movie is, like, The French Dispatch. Do you remember us talking about that?
Yeah, I do.
Like, a year ago?
I do. I look that up every now and then.
Because
they, like, pushed it back. I think it was supposed to come out in, like, November or October.
No, it was supposed to come out in, like, August of last year.
Oh, okay.
But then it was like, a summer movie, I know.
No, they pushed it back to, like, May or April or something?
I believe it,
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm really excited for that one, though.
I know. Like, this year, hopefully everything starts to get cleared up, and then, like, we have just a huge, like, flood of all the movies that weren't released last year, and there's like, a good blockbuster every other weekend type of thing.
You still haven't seen The Grand Budapest Hotel, though.
No, I have not.
You need to watch that.
No, I've watched a lot of other, like, when I was doing my whole, like, quarantine movie binge, I watched a lot of other, who's the director again?
Wes Anderson.
Wes Anderson movies. Like, I watched Life of Aquatic, Bottle Rocket, The Royal Tenenbaums. Wasn't a huge fan of any of them, really.
I know them, but I can't remember, like, any of them.
Yeah.
Because when I, like, Fantastic Mr. Fox and the Grand Budapest Hotel are what I think of.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I need to see more of them. Like, I remember I watched Fantastic Mr. Fox a long time ago, like when I was a kid. Because I thought it was like a kid's movie, but I thought it was kind of weird when I watched it the first time.
A little bit of like in between. Like the Isle of Dogs.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of like that, sort of.
Like, it's the same animation style.
Yeah, it's like weird.
Yeah.
It's like a kid's quirky movie, but there's like quirky
adult
director
stuff.
Shit. Yeah.
Weird
things. And what was I going to say? I don't know. You should watch the Grand Budapest Hotel, though.
I mean, we could. We need to watch Eraserhead tonight.
We will. Should we? We've watched enough Attack on Titan.
Yeah. We've watched like a whole half a season. Yeah.
Are you going to watch more of it on your own?
I will.
Okay, yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
I just wanted to get you to more to like the exciting part of the story.
Yeah.
Because now it really picks up.
Yeah.
But that first half, I feel like if you have someone with you watching it, it kind of makes it a lot better than just sitting there alone.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun making fun of it and just how Armin cries all the time and how, like,
it's character development.
A lot of it just doesn't make any sense, but that's fine.
Yeah, I recently introduced Lucas to Attack on Titan. Well, he knew what it was, obviously.
Yeah.
Everyone knows what it is, but he never really watched it. More than, like, an episode or two.
I think I had seen the first episode, but yeah.
Yeah.
Alan and I watched, like, the whole first half of the first season together last night.
Yep, we got to episode 14.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Right at the second arc now.
Okay. I think we have, like, one more episode, and then we... Oh, no.
Yeah,
we have
he's in the scout regiment now. Spoilers,
yeah,
I guess.
He's in, yeah.
For a show that everyone knows about.
That's, like, 5 years old already at this point.
It's more than... It's, like...
The first
seven
season?
Or 7 years old. 2013.
Oh, so that's 8 years ago. Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
It's a long time.
Yeah, it really is.
I watched the new episode of WandaVision this morning. That was really good.
How was it?
It was really good. But I'm excited for, like, the more and more... There was a big, like, kind of bomb drop at the end of the episode, so I'm excited to see... There's only one or two more... I think there's two more episodes yet, and I'm excited for that. And then... Falcon and Winter Soldier comes out right after that.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like I should watch WandaVision, but
you should.
I don't know.
It's gonna like it's setting up like the next
chunk of
the MCU.
That's what it gets me though. Where it gets me like, oh, you need to watch this because it's gonna be integral to the next thing, and then you gotta watch the next thing because it's integral to the next thing.
Yeah, of course.
And it's just this never-ending loop of like. Chasing that high because
big moment.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's how it works. They always have to.
I mean, that is what Attack on Titan is.
That's literally any show. Like the next season finale has
to
top like the last season finale.
And it, I will say, like the story is getting better, or just the way they're telling it, I think, is more interesting.
Like the Marvel.
Yeah. The Marvel universe.
Because now they're not just like, hey guys, we're making a bunch of fun action movies that are connected.
Yeah.
Now they're like starting to branch out. I think you really like WandaVision and it's like genre bending style, especially for the first half of the season.
Especially because I'm into like pretentious shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Alan, one of Alan's favorite movies is The Lighthouse.
The Lighthouse. 10 out of 10 movie.
It's not that good.
It's amazing.
It's okay.
Really good. No.
It doesn't really make any sense.
It does, if
There's
you think
like
about it.
There's, like, four masturbation scenes.
Yeah.
It's pretty weird.
He's just...
Robert Pattinson likes mermaids.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
It's a good movie. There's so many ways to interpret it. I just think you gotta sit down and watch a video or read an article or an interview and just kind of think about it, chew on it for a bit.
Mm-hmm. You know, I did watch a video on it after I saw it because it didn't make any sense.
Well, you can't just watch it.
Yeah.
It was like... explain videos, you know.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Well,
why not?
No beef with anyone, but there's like a channel where, oh, The Lighthouse Explained, or This Explained, just any movie like Eraserhead Explained, and instead of like delving into like themes, he just recaps the whole movie.
Well, no, like I know some channels that like will go like they'll usually do like the ending explained type of thing.
Yeah.
And then they'll like this is where that ends up and this is kind of how it means for the story and they do a little bit more of that type of stuff. Like Think Story, that's the one that we watched all of the Watchmen explained episodes. He's really good. I don't know if he did a Lighthouse episode. He probably did.
I don't know.
But like he
I'd
does.
Have to look. But
He does a really good job with that, usually.
Do you have an outlet nearby?
I do.
I just realized I should probably plug the computer in.
Nice. I'm really glad we remembered this on air. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in with our technical difficulties.
It'll take like 2 seconds.
Alan becomes ill-prepared.
I just kind of try and go with the flow. We'll get it down eventually.
There's a flow, but there's things that you don't have to mess with when you're in the flow.
Yeah, true.
Like charging your computer if you prepare.
And I just want to say, excuse me for all the burps that I will do. I'm a very gassy individual, and this soda is only going to make that worse. What are you doing?
I am plugging it in. It's a process to get behind.
Yeah, it's plugged in. Thanks. Thanks, bro.
You couldn't hold the water for 30 seconds while we plugged that in?
The water?
Hold the water of the podcast, the metaphorical.
I did, though.
Water. Well, you did for like 2 seconds. And then you're just like, what are you doing?
What? You were just fucking around back there.
I was not just fucking around. I was plugging in the podcast.
You know, when you put all that pressure solely on me,
you can't do it.
A man can crack under that pressure, is all I'm saying.
There really wasn't too much pressure on you.
Well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because now we're at the end of a topic.
Yeah.
And we don't have anything. And we're looking at our sheet. Of ideas.
A little cheat sheet.
That we
have just some ideas
put together every once in a while.
Yeah, just stuff we were brainstorming earlier.
Mm-hmm. But
honest to God, I've just been so into fighting games recently. Like that Power Rangers fighting game that I saw.
You're such a capitalism shill.
Yeah, I kind of am.
Yeah, anytime. Like, I almost convinced Alan yesterday to buy a Lego set at Walmart for $10, but the Lego set only included 2 minifigures, and that's it.
It was a Mega Construct.
It was a Mega Construct. So it was like what the little Halo Lego guys are made out of. Mm-hmm. It was a Predator themed one.
And it had Dutch, too.
Yeah.
It had Dutch and the Predator.
Mm-hmm.
But it was really cool, because they're like diorama sets.
It was a little cool. I do agree. It was cool. But it wasn't worth $10. And I knew that. But I convinced Alan that he should get it, and he almost went with it.
I almost did.
He almost did.
I'm just saying, if you take my ass to Walmart today and like lead me to that section,
yeah,
I'll probably just go there. And
you will buy it.
I will. But we're not going to Walmart, so... Too bad.
I can get Alan to do anything, almost.
No, you can't.
You just have to, like, say something, and he'll, like, go with it 20 minutes later.
Give an example.
Like, I'll say, hey, let's go to Howie's tonight, and then you're like, oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's just me, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard it's a good place.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. And you're just going with it.
I don't see your point, though. Accepting a friend's invitation to a dinner.
Yeah.
That's pretty normal to me.
That is true.
Not like, hey, do this.
Buy this Lego set.
Yeah. Well, I am going to buy that Power Rangers game and Sea of Thieves, so.
Yeah. You watch one TikTok on Sea of Thieves and you're like, oh, I'm going to play
Sea
of Thieves
so
now.
It looks so fun. I think it does.
I agree with you. It does look
that
very
Power
fun.
Rangers game and that Sea of Thieves and Dragon Ball FighterZ could really. I could like just pump so much hours into all three of those.
I don't have that kind of time to spend on video games, unfortunately.
Yeah, you with your job and school
and a girlfriend
relationship.
Yeah, takes up a lot of my time.
I have none of those.
Yeah,
I think we said that already, but
I think so. But like, hopefully next semester.
Yeah, I will. But for now, at least. Uh-huh. See a Thieves time, boy.
Yeah.
You could really get on that. I'm just saying.
I would love to play Sea of Thieves with you, but I don't want to spend $40 on that game for a game that I probably won't play all that often.
Yeah, true.
It's like Fortnite. We never play it. Like, well, we do sometimes. But I only pick it up like once every 2 weeks, usually.
We played a lot more in the fall, though.
Mm-hmm. We played like once a week, usually.
I'm sure your schedule must have just been more open or something.
Yeah, well, I was working at Menards for a while, and that, like, changed up my whole schedule. And then my girlfriend was working. I don't think she was working, actually. I don't know.
Does she work now? Yeah, she works at a school.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yep.
Yeah. Okay. But, yeah, I think just because my Menards schedule was so different,
mm-hmm.
Because now I, like... Now it's, like, work in the morning, school in the afternoon and evening, and then girlfriend at night.
I see what you mean.
And that's how my everyday goes.
Where's the game? Where's
the game time?
Yeah.
I need my gamer time.
You need to find a gamer girl. So gamer time, girlfriend time, one and the same.
She would come in over and game with me, but she doesn't want to because my apartment's kind of gross.
It's all right. It's homey.
It's okay.
I like it.
I think it's all right. It's a place where I sleep sometimes. Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe in the future, you could play Sea of Thieves when you get your new place.
Yeah, I think that would be a more likely option.
Will you ever get Game Pass or no?
I don't know. I'd be interested. I want to. Like, it'd be an invest. I can't tell if it's an additional $15 on top of, like, the $10 to get Xbox Live or if it's just $15. Because if it's only $15 a month instead of, like, $10 a month, it's really not that big of a...
It's only $15 a month.
Really? And yeah.
It includes all those games.
Because it's only $60 a year for Xbox Game Pass, I think. Or Xbox Gold.
Yeah, Xbox Gold.
So it is, because like that's only like... so that's only $5 a month. So, yeah, Game Pass is like... It is quite an increase, actually, I guess.
Yeah, it is. But there's a steady lineup of games. I know they change.
There is.
They leave and come back, just like Netflix and everything else kind of does that.
But like I said, I only play on my Xbox like once a week, usually at this point. So I gotta wait till I get in a position where I play it a lot more.
Well, just saying. Mm-hmm. I think if we... Oh, think about it. We had our own boat riding the high seas.
I think that'd be a good time.
Oh, bro, there are pet monkeys in that game.
Okay, you sold me. I'm getting it.
But I heard pets cost real money.
Oh, that's really
but
dumb.
But there's a dog and a monkey and a cat and other things, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But the dog and the monkey look really cute.
Yeah.
I'm going to buy both of them.
You would.
I am.
You're a shill.
Yeah.
You're ridiculous. You'll put money into everything.
I put so much money into Fortnite. I'm not even going to say it. No,
like,
don't say it.
It's an egregious amount.
I did.
Into Fortnite. It's... No.
It was over the course of, like, a year and a half, though, if like, it makes it any better.
10-year-old's dream to spend the money that Alan did on Fortnite.
It was over the course of a school year and a half, so.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I have to say. In my defense, it was a lot, but it was... How much have you spent on food, you know?
I do spend a lot.
See, everyone does.
I've spent too much on food.
I don't know if that's a good defense for that.
I don't think so. Food nourishes you. Fortnite is...
Well, yeah.
Purely digital skins.
I have my own little... Everyone has their little kryptonites.
Little,
you know?
Vice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mine is just microtransactions.
Yeah.
And games that aren't on sale.
I'm just a very frugal person.
Yeah, that's fine, though. There's nothing wrong with that. More power to you and your finances.
I really wanted to buy the Halo... the Master Chief skin in Fortnite.
Yeah.
Because I have the Series X and I would have gotten the black version.
Subtle flex.
Yeah. Well, Alan has a Series X too.
I had a Series X though.
He had to wait like an extra month after me to get it.
But I feel...
I was able to find it out.
My friend, real G though, he pulled through. Mm-hmm. I was so like, wow, what a guy. And I knew him for like a month.
Yeah.
I was just amazed. Like,
and he pulled through and got you the Series X.
People are so nice.
Yeah, people are nice.
I know people are nice, but like, wow, I don't know. Just, I was like, wow, he's a real friend to do that for me.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't have to.
Yeah.
But, alas, now I have an Xbox, so. But I wasn't bragging about it.
Well, I'm not bragging about mine. I'm just saying that since I have a Series X, that was like one of the perks of getting the
reason why you wanted
that to was like it. Because the all black Master Chief one that goes with the Series X, it looks really cool, and I thought that was like that skin alone was worth the $20 for me. But
it does look really cool.
I didn't end up spending $20 on it, unfortunately.
He'll definitely come back though.
Probably at some point.
Maybe by then you'll have more time. I don't know.
Maybe.
Are you going to get Halo Infinite? Because the multiplayer is free.
Yeah, I'll still probably buy it.
Like the campaign, too.
Whole thing. I don't know. We'll see. I need to see. I've only seen like that one clip that was just like awfully rendered.
I thought it looked fine. I kind of like the art style. I guess there's a difference between graphics and art style.
Mm-hmm.
So I really like the art style, and I hope they keep it, but mm-hmm. maybe make it look a little crisper.
Yeah, they will, because like I just remember everyone was complaining about how the Brute looked like just completely emotionless and like unrendered.
What did everyone call him?
It was like Dave or something like that. I don't know. It was some like really weird name.
It was George. No, it wasn't George.
I don't know. But yeah, everybody like made fun of it. And
Craig.
It
was Craig. Yep. Was that it? Craig the Brute.
Yeah. He just wanted to be free and live, and then everyone on the internet made fun of him because he was awfully rendered.
But with Halo Infinite's multiplayer being free,
mm-hmm.
I think it's going to be free.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, their multiplayer's free, okay. I'm pretty sure.
Do you think games like Call of Duty and Battlefield are going to go, well, shit? Like,
I don't know.
We'll have... Because at the same time, I think Halo is kind of special, because it's a shooter that everyone really loves the campaign to. Mm-hmm. But Call of Duty, it's pretty hit or miss, I'd say.
Yeah, I feel like Call of Duty is just... I don't think they'll make their multiplayer free, because that's, like, their whole thing.
Yeah,
because nobody really cares about the campaign for Call of Duty.
But Warzone kind of is its own thing.
Yeah,
already.
That's what I'm thinking, because they have Warzone already that's mm-hmm. free out there. I don't think they need to make the multiplayer free as well, because Halo doesn't have, like, a free-for-all type of thing.
Yeah.
I hope they don't make one.
Yeah,
because I don't think that really fits.
One. No.
I don't know. I don't really like it. Because I don't even know if I like... all this stuff, because I played the first Halo game that I really got into was Halo 5, mm-hmm. and the multiplayer on there, I was like really bad at it.
Is that
mm-hmm.
is that the one everyone hates or loves?
Everyone hates Halo 5, I'm okay. pretty sure. They kind of like the multiplayer, I think, though, because it introduced like a lot of different like new stuff that the previous four Halo games almost never had, because there was like a Spartan like charge and stuff, and there it was like it made it a lot more like floaty and powery, like a Destiny, rather than like a Call of Duty.
That's what I don't like, though. I just hate mm-hmm. the floatiness of when you jump in Halo and when you jump in Destiny. I can't.
Yeah.
I kind of like more boots on the ground.
I do like
style
it. Yeah.
Shooters.
I really like over the last 2 years. I've really gotten into Call of Duty, and that's
Call of Duty is great.
I really enjoy like Modern Warfare. So much fun on that multiplayer, especially like Shipment 24/7 Hardpoint on that. Ooh. That was so good.
I haven't been up to date with all of the Cold War mm-hmm. news concerning the multiplayer, but like the forced skill based matchmaking and all mm-hmm. like the just like all the shit surrounding that game.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've played it recently and how it's like changed.
I have not.
Okay. Then I can't get your opinion on that.
I have not. I haven't played Call of Duty really too much since like December ish.
I bet the last time you played actual Call of Duty was the last time I was here.
No. I played a little bit before I went home for Christmas.
Okay, that's good.
And maybe a little bit when I came back, but not like a ton. I haven't played
since then. Were there new maps on top of the ones that we got? And like,
I don't really remember any new maps. But yeah, right when Call of Duty Cold War came out, I didn't really like it all that much. But I got into it once I kind of got used to the guns and the movement and everything.
Yeah, I think it's all right. It's an all right experience, but just mm-hmm. like the matchmaking, that's a thing in fighting games too.
Mm-hmm.
Just like it sounds so what I'm
innocent?
Trying to think of the word. No, like so like snotty and
yeah,
just uncalled for to be that guy where everyone's on a level playing field now. Like really.
Because it's fun to see if you get your ass handed to by, like, a level 100 or whatever you would call it. Or if you get, like, somebody that's level 1 and it's fun to hand their ass to them.
Yeah.
Because it's fun to have that
but
difference.
Just how every game now has to have... There are just so much things in place that it's, like, just kind of putting down good players for being good.
Yeah.
Skill-based matchmaking.
Well, you could also argue that it's making them better. By playing against harder characters.
Yeah, true. I see both sides of
mm-hmm.
it. Like, in fighting games, since there's more of, like, they're putting people where you are,
mm-hmm.
and less of just, like, random
mm-hmm.
connection-based shit and what have you.
Yeah. Well, and it's tough when there's, like, like if there's different like levels you mm-hmm. could jump into. So if you're like if you just turn level like 21, you get into the second bracket, but you're playing against level like 40s.
Yeah.
And so that's tough when you were just playing against like level 19s.
That's actually a thing in
yeah.
Clash of Clans.
Is it?
When I was playing Clash of Clans, I would do that. I would get raided mm-hmm. to the point where my whole village was like down. It would, like, drop me to, like, gold or copper or whatever yeah. the fuck it was.
Mm-hmm.
But my army would be built up enough that I could just, like, once I got to that lower tier, I could steamroll and just mm-hmm. take all the money. That's a real...
Yeah, I know a lot of people used to do that.
You build it up, drop it down, and, like, attack. Build it mm-hmm. up, drop it down, and attack.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember that strategy back when we were in grade school playing Clash of Clans.
Clash of Clans kind of gets a bad rap. I really like it.
It was okay. When I was playing it, it was fun, but it was, like, so addicting. I'd spend hours on that, like, every night. Like, just, like, going around collecting my gold every 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, it would be forever.
Want to know something bad?
Did you spend a lot of money on Clash of Clans, too, as a kid?
I spent $10 on a gem pack.
I think Clash I spent $10 at yeah. least or so. Maybe 15 max.
It was on sale, like, mm-hmm. 1 year in high school, and I was like, fuck it.
I wanted another builder, so I think I spent, like,
yep,
$10
on
that.
That's what it was. That's yeah. what it was, exactly. I think I'm going to download Clash of Clans right now.
I still probably have, like, 1,000 gems in my Clash of Clans thing.
Do you know how many I have?
How many do you have?
I have, like, 6,000 gems.
That's ridiculous.
Because I bought that pack,
mm-hmm.
and I got the builder, and then I was just, like, hoarding them. So now yeah. I have an obscene amount. But I know my family, because it's on, like, the family,
Game store. Yeah.
Yep. And mm-hmm. I was like, I don't play Clash of Clans. If you want to use my gems and take my village, I don't give a shit. But no one did.
Yeah.
It kind of insulted me. I was like, guys.
Guys, I have a pretty cool village.
I have like a fucking Town Hall 10,
uh-huh.
7,000 gems to my name. And my sister was like, no, I'd rather build from the ground up and have my own experience.
Yeah. I don't know. I always tried to... like, fully up... I finished at probably Town Hall level 8 or 9, because I was trying to, like, fully upgrade everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, at Town Hall level 8, I was like, I want everything done before I go to 9. I definitely didn't get to that, and I just upgraded my house
to
level 9.
They've done math for sure, and to be able to get to the top
mm-hmm.
without spending any money, I think you have had to play since, like, it literally came out with, like,
yeah.
no breaks.
That's crazy.
That is.
That's so much. And, like, battles were the hardest thing, because I would never do very well on those.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, the ratio of, like, money or elixir that you'd spend on your army, like, I was always trying to, like, look at, like, oh, my army costs this much, I need to be trying to get this much elixir.
Mm-hmm.
And like so many people never had that much elixir.
Yeah,
like it was so hard to find someone with like low enough defenses with high enough like goods.
That was a strategy though too, to put like your elixir and gold on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
Was that a thing?
Yeah, so then you get free stars, because if they just get that,
oh, yep.
and then they'll lose the battle, but they'll get their you'll lose your materials, but you'll go up in stars because you won like the defense.
It's kind of deeper than I thought it would be.
There's
legit, like, strategy in
there
some
is.
Regards to that game.
There is.
Did you
bit.
Ever play Marvel's Contest of Champions?
No, I never
that
did.
That was my shit for, like, 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's where my love of fighting games, like, first blossomed.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know what that is, though, that game.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was, like, a super basic, pretty, like, bad fighting game. Like, there were no combos or anything.
Uh-huh.
But there was so much, like, team synergy and building and, like, perks and shit.
Mm-hmm.
There were, like, guides and videos, and I would just, like, go through everything.
That's so much.
And I was a pro at it at one point.
I think I played it for one day, and I was like, bro, why is this a fighting game? I was like, I just want to, like, run around as Captain America and
fighting
do cool
games
stuff.
Are... Ooh.
They're not that fun.
They're amazing.
Like, if... I'd rather do something where it's like I'm more of an open world where you like become the character and then do like all their stuff in like
yeah.
a real life battleground setting.
Mm-hmm.
Like if I remember when you bought the Spider-Man game so that I could play it when we were in college and then I never did.
Yeah. I bought this. No, it was cheap. It was like $40 at that point.
I know it was. I thought it was less than that because it was on. It was like Shopko was going out of business, and you bought it there.
No, I bought it at a local game store that I live by.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
But it's It was really cheap, mm-hmm. and I bought it for him. Never touched it.
Never did.
I ended up selling it.
Mm-hmm. You but made a little profit on
I
it.
Did,
I thought, yeah.
So
it was a good investment. I told you to get some assets.
It.
Yeah.
And then I bought it, like, again on sale on the PlayStation Store.
You would.
For, like, $10. Mm-hmm. And I played, like, the first sequence,
mm-hmm.
and then I never touched it again. And
yeah.
Then I sold my PS4 and got an Xbox.
Yeah, if I was ever, like, a PlayStation player, I would play those games, but mm-hmm. I've never been. Halo.
I like it.
That was, like, the main... I got my Xbox One for the first time, like, back in 2014 or whatever, and, that was, like, the main reason why I got Xbox is because I wanted to play Halo. Because I played it with, like, my friends growing up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Recently, I found something out that really bummed me out a lot.
What?
Because, you know, Xbox is really doing their backwards compatibility thing,
mm-hmm.
and PlayStation isn't. Mm-hmm. And PlayStation now is, like, it's like Game Pass, but it's streaming. It's kind of doo-doo. I don't like PlayStation now. I didn't do it.
Okay.
And it was, like, $100 a year. It was expensive, too.
Yeah.
But they had Mortal Kombat 9.
Mm-hmm.
The definitive edition or whatever.
So with all like the
DLC and whatnot
and stuff.
And I was thinking Xbox would have it like backwards compatible, but it's not.
Hmm.
And I was like, okay, they don't have the digital edition.
Mm-hmm.
I can buy a copy of the Xbox game like physically.
Yeah.
For like $10 at any store, probably less, and I can mm-hmm. put it in the Xbox. I don't think that works either.
Yeah, it has to be, like, there is a list of, like, mm-hmm. all backwards compatible games on, like, the Xbox's website.
That's kind of like a shit move, though.
Yeah.
Like, I know this thing can physically play other games. Why can't I just put this disc in, too, and play it?
I don't know.
I'll have to research that.
Was it on Xbox One? Or was it on Xbox
360?
Okay.
Yeah. 360 yeah. version's actually better than the PS3 version, too, so I was excited about yeah. that as well, yeah.
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 I just know, like, some things... Yeah, because Xbox, the X will play anything on, like, this Xbox One era.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. They do kind of pick and choose from, like, the 360 and before era.
There's enough from the 360 era, though, that it's kind of good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Metal Gear Rising Revengeance, mm-hmm. That's a really fun game.
There are, like, a lot of options out there. Yeah,
there are.
I bought,
but
like, the original Battlefront 2,
because mm-hmm.
I would play that with my friends when I was growing up, too, at their houses, and that... I'm awful at it, but it's cool.
I mean, there's also something to be said that we're console players and Steam has like everything.
That is very true.
But I mean, I don't have enough money to buy a PC. So.
I don't have a PC. I bought a Mac. I'm dumb. I can't. I was trying to upload our video yesterday to YouTube,
yeah.
and it was already flying like an airplane. It just sounds.
Would you recommend? Because.
Mm-hmm.
Apple Watch, AirPods, iPhone. I'm kind of dipping my toes more and more into the Apple pool here. Would an iMac be worth it? Just but at the same time, I do have Steam and I play like Street Fighter 4 and Terraria on my laptop. So
yeah,
I don't know.
A Mac, it's nice because it integrates with all of your Apple products.
Mm-hmm.
That's like the only really good thing about it, and. I like it a lot because I can mess with iTunes on it.
Yeah.
And that's, like, one thing that I do a lot.
Well, I don't...
You don't do... Yeah, you don't do that at all. And, like, honestly, if I didn't mess with iTunes, I probably wouldn't get a Mac.
Okay.
Like, having iMovie is nice, and, like, I know how to use it, but I'm sure there's plenty of other, like, video editors
yeah,
and stuff out
and
there.
It's just kind of fun to have that, like, brand synergy.
It is nice. But I think,
but,
like,
yeah.
having a... HP or like Microsoft or Dell
mm-hmm.
PC, it's a bit more practical for especially running a game.
I still might get an iPad though for manga, maybe.
Yeah.
Or holding your, like, what was your, is it a Pro or a Plus, like whatever your phone is?
Pro Max.
Okay, Pro Max. That's kind of a nice screen though, too.
It is very large. I like it.
And an iPad, honestly, an iPad might be too big just
mm-hmm.
to like. Sit there and pretend you're reading an actual book. I don't know. It's whatever.
Yeah.
But that's another big investment where, like...
You could get, like, an older... Like, an iPad Mini or iPad Air...
True.
...from, like, three generations ago for only, like, $300.
Well, I think the new iPad Air I was looking at was
mm-hmm.
only, like, $400. I mean, it's a bit
that's,
more.
Yeah. That's still not bad for a newer version.
It's not as bad as, like,
mm-hmm.
the iPad Pro is, like,
That's like
1,200.
It's as much as a MacBook is.
It is. Yeah. It literally is.
Like, I paid $1,200 for my MacBook, and that was too much.
This was like $600, I think, on sale. So.
Like, I think once I actually get like a house and stuff and settle in, mm-hmm. I'll probably buy like a real desktop and just have, like, my Mac will hopefully still be working at that point, but then I'll buy like a real thing.
I don't want to sound dumb, but our Mac computers,
mm-hmm.
is the monitor the computer? The monitor is not the computer. It's not like...
No, yeah. No. Yeah, the computer is in the monitor.
It is?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
There's no separate, like, housing station.
Tower?
No.
Okay.
Because my grandma has iMac,
mm-hmm.
and that's like a singular unit.
So then what's the cheese grater computer thing?
That is like something different. So there's like the iMac.
Oh my god. This is like, why I do kind of hate Apple though.
Apple has like five different things that you can do for computers. So you can do their laptop, the MacBook.
Yep.
You can do the iMac, which is like the screen and the computer all in one like desktop unit.
Yep.
And then there's the cheese grater, mm-hmm. which is like $12,000, which probably still can't run Minecraft for shit.
Probably not. But.
And like that's like its own unit, and I'm sure you have to buy a monitor with that as well. And then there's the Mac Mini. They have a couple different Mac Minis, yeah, actually.
It looks like an internet router almost.
Yeah, there's like small square ones, but then there's also, they've recently been making like, I think, cylindrical ones too. I'm pretty sure that's a thing as well.
They're following in the Alexa footsteps, I guess. It's making like weird little...
Well, they have like they have Apple Home and the Apple Home Mini now.
Oh, they do.
Mm-hmm. Well, the Apple Home is like $350.
Is it?
Yeah, and then the Mini is $100.
Bruh.
Yeah.
Maybe getting an iPad is even... Well, I know there are people that say, yeah, I have an iPad and like a stand,
mm-hmm.
and I'll just put YouTube on in the background, and it's a nice bigger screen.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not a laptop, it's not my phone, it's just like a fun tablet thing.
Mm-hmm.
iPads are like the epitome of luxury items.
They really are, to me,
at least.
Because like now, like I get it. Back like 6 years ago, mm-hmm. when phones were a bit smaller, and like you wanted a bigger screen, but you didn't quite want to buy a computer, because like Macs are somewhat impractical for most computing things. Luckily, I'm a finance major, so all I have to run is Excel for stuff. So, Yeah, back when like phones were smaller, I feel like iPads were more like of a necessity, just mm-hmm. to have like a general tablet type of thing. But now that phones are so, you can get a big phone with nice screen resolution and everything, and a Mac, and like both of those things are very mobile.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I was mm-hmm. reading Dragon Ball the other day on my mm-hmm. phone, and it's not bad, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like my eyes are good enough, I can still see what.
Yeah, if you're not like 60 and your eyes aren't bad. Like, you should be good to go. Stop checking your Clash of Clans, bro.
I think I lost my village.
Bro, we can mess with that after the podcast.
I was literally just, I'm doing something.
Alan is messing around on Clash of Clans while we're working. He's doing
this
a battle right now.
This is the second time I picked my phone up.
This is a battle. Why are you doing a battle in the middle of our podcast?
It just threw me into one.
You are ridiculous.
I'm turning my phone off.
Turn it off right now. Right now, Alan.
I am. Give me a second. I'm deleting the app. I'm not going to play this game. I lied to myself.
I'm glad. You lie to yourself all the time. We caught this one on record.
Just like I get Tinder, and then I feel good for mm-hmm. a day, and then I delete it.
Tinder can make a man, can break a man. It really can.
It can break a man. I have such a shit profile, though.
Mm-hmm. We can work on that today.
We can take some pics.
Yeah.
Oh, some pictures at the laundromat? That would be like a vibe.
We can take some,
That's a good idea.
And my girlfriend will be there to approve, have a women's touch.
We have this figured out.
We have some ideas here.
Man. But you know what?
You know what?
I was going to say something about fucking Apple. Remember Google Glass?
Yeah, and like the Snapchat spectacles.
I don't remember that.
You don't remember that?
Nope.
It was like, you could just take Snapchat pictures with these sunglasses.
It was like a real product Snapchat was doing?
Mm-hmm.
Was it partnered with like Google or Microsoft?
No, I think it was just Snapchat's thing. Well, I mean, Facebook bought Snapchat, I'm pretty sure, a while ago.
And Facebook is Google.
No.
Facebook's Google, right?
No, they're just, like, on the same team. But they're not the same company.
Oh, okay.
Alphabet owns Google.
Okay.
But Facebook is Facebook.
Huh. Well, I thought someone is married to someone. Someone who owns Facebook or Google is married to the person who does, like, YouTube. If that makes sense.
I don't know.
YouTube and Google are one and the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's okay. True.
Yeah.
Facebook is a different entity.
Okay, I'm getting everything mixed up.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know what I'm talking about.
No, you don't.
Well, if we want to talk fighting games, I wouldn't know what I'm talking about.
I can't talk fighting
exactly.
games
because
I don't.
Because you don't know anything.
What we're gotcha. Talking about. Mm-hmm. You did get me.
I did. But, alas, we're not going to talk about it.
No. Nope.
Because it would just be me ranting for an hour and a half.
We're doing this for an hour and a half today?
No.
Okay.
I'm
you
just
could
saying,
just go for the
like
hour and a half?
We could go for the hour and a half, but
yeah.
It's kind of a long one.
It is kind of. You know.
How are you feeling right now, though, about this?
I feel this is a pretty good podcast, I think, so
like
far.
Like 45. We could
oh,
go for
okay.
a little bit longer.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, big want. Tech companies, they do some like pretty crazy stuff. Like, have you heard of this Microsoft chatbot? They have, it's like a necromancy patent that they put together.
No, I saw that, actually.
Did
when
you
I
really?
No, when I was adding shit to the list,
mm-hmm.
I saw that, and I was like, oh, Lucas is going to have to explain this, because
yeah.
I don't know what is going on.
So, have you ever seen, you've seen Black Mirror, haven't you?
I know the gist of
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's this one episode in season two that, like, this lady's, like, fiancé or, like, new husband, he dies,
mm-hmm.
and but then there's, like, this service that is able to, like, resurrect your dead family members or whatever just based off, like, their social media profile and, like, their digital footprint.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, if you give them, like, their phone, they can download, like, all of their texts, all of their messages, all of their search history, everything, and then create, like, a persona out of that. And, like...
Is the whole thing that... Can I make a guess?
No, yeah, for sure.
Is the whole thing that everyone is fake or too real on the internet, so what
no.
you think of your family member is this weird, like, twisted monster?
No, it's not. It's like, so this grieving lady finds this service, and she
uh-huh.
she pays them money, so then she can text with her dead husband now.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like, oh, it's kind of cute, she can text with him, and so then eventually there comes out more things, and where it's like, oh, you can FaceTime with him. Now, if you send him, like, all of your videos that you have and pictures, we can create, like, a virtual version of him. And so you can FaceTime with him.
This kind of sounds like that Johnny Depp movie.
Oh, Transcendence?
Yeah.
So yeah, it's not really like that. Not really. But yeah, so it's like, oh, you can FaceTime with him now. And so she does that, and then eventually she's dissatisfied with that. So then they're like, you know, we can, like, make him a body and, like, get you, like, a...
That's
like,
weird.
Make him into a like another person again,
mm-hmm.
like a synthetic person based off of his internet footprint. And so eventually she does that and, like, gets her husband back and everything and blah blah blah. And then at, like, the end, I think it's like, oh, but you're not really my husband, so it's just fake. And
that's like that.
Mm-hmm.
The guy who made Ex Machina.
Mm-hmm.
I guess we're talking about him again. He made that movie that my other friend is really into.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Mm.
The one with Anne... Not Anne Hathaway.
I don't
it's
know.
It's the lady who played Padme.
Oh, yeah. Natalie Portman.
Natalie Portman and Oscar Isaac.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about. The,
yep.
It's purple.
And those four women go into the thing.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And it's such a weird movie because her husband goes into this thing and he comes back and
mm-hmm.
it's, like, not him.
Yeah.
And no one knows what it is.
Yeah. I, like, fell asleep through parts of that movie. I watched it in the theaters. Well, it was like my first, like, friend date with
wow.
with one of my friends from high school.
Uh-huh.
It's like the first time we had
hung
out. Why
would you
go
to that movie?
Well, I just turned 17.
Okay.
And it was, like, the first rated R movie that I wanted to, like, see by myself. And so I like wanted to go with him, and so it was like our first like man date together.
Wow.
And then I ended up falling asleep in the theater like twice.
You fell asleep in the movie theater. Birds of Prey and Sonic the Hedgehog when we went to go see
him. I fall asleep during a lot of movies.
Yeah, you're a fucking old man. Talking about me and my back pain.
Bro, I can fall asleep anywhere.
I know you can.
If it's dark and like I'm warm, I can fall asleep.
We're watching the most exciting show on the planet. And you're fucking falling asleep.
Attack on Titan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shit's going down and you're just like...
Yeah. That happens.
Yeah.
You know? Anyway, back to the back to the whole Black Mirror thing.
Okay.
Yeah, and so then at the end, it doesn't matter what happens. But Microsoft essentially filed a patent to, like, create that whole process.
Oh, that's fucking weird.
Where they can, like, take a person's digital footprint and then create, like, a chat bot of them. So you can, like, text your dead relatives or friends, significant others, partners, whatever.
That's so weird, but at the same time, I know everyone's gonna fuck with it, so I have a little bit of hope.
Because
every time a company comes out with, this is our Twitter chatbot, it's a learning thing, talk with it, everyone just makes it, like, a pro-racist, like, I'm not endorsing it at all, but it's just kind of like trolls fucking with Microsoft. That's really stupid on their part, though. Like, hey guys, we have this new bot. Have fun. Go to town. Have some fun.
They just filed a patent for it, and so it's not like a real service that they're providing yet. But companies file patents for stuff all the time, and so it's just. But that's like crazy that they're just entertaining that idea, which it doesn't even seem that off. Like,
no, it doesn't,
you can get AI to learn all kinds of things.
Yeah, is it a real thing that, like, in our future, there's going to be downloading memories or whatever?
Potentially.
I don't think I'll do that. I don't want people, like, knowing my brain.
I don't know.
Not that I have things to hide, but, like, my thoughts are my own.
It's not necessarily, like, your thoughts are your own, but, like, do you want to live forever? Like, it's at that point.
But at the same time, it's like, oh, whoa, we could get deep, because then it's like, what is you?
Yeah,
who,
like,
are you? What does it mean to
live? Do you need a physical body to, like, be alive?
Like, if your consciousness and your memories are in the cloud, that's essentially kind of like your being is up there, but the original you is dead.
But, so, like, if people have souls, like, you can't upload your soul to a computer, and so it's like, is that where...
But then it's all like, what is your soul and everything? It's... Wow. We're really getting somewhere.
Yeah, because... Like, there's lots of Black Mirror episodes that deal with, like, your head in the cloud type of thing. It's specifically, like, San Junipero, which is one of the best episodes that they've made, which is, like, these two... It's like a service for old people where you can upload your brain to the server.
Okay.
And so, like, this one girl, like, lives in the server, and because she's already dead. And so her brain was uploaded. And so then there's this, like, lady who's going through... who's, like, dying... And so they're, like, giving her, like, a free trial type of thing.
Yeah.
And so then they meet each other, and then they fall in love inside of the simulation, but she's still, like, dying. And so then, like, she's having to make that decision if she wants to, like, stay in the virtual world for the rest of her life, or for the rest of her virtual life, and, like, upload her consciousness, or if she just wants to die normally, which is a really interesting debate. Like,
bro, that, like... Biting Vipers episode, though.
Oh, that was weird.
Bro, like, would you?
No.
Would you?
No. Not with you.
What did I say with me?
Maybe with someone, but not
me.
Not you.
Not your bro.
No.
Well,
I think it would still be really weird if I was...
Yeah, of course.
If it was with... Because, like, you still feel, like, those sensations.
Yeah.
And that kind of, like, brings around, like, the whole, like... It brings, like, transgenderism into, like, a whole...
What are you on about?
Like,
I don't know what,
like,
you're talking about.
Because the guy would, like, be a girl in the simulation, and so then he would feel, like, all the girl feelings of, like, sex.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that kind of... I don't
know, man.
Maybe. I don't know what I'm talking about.
We support trans people, though.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just... People can take things out of context. Not that it really wasn't... There's no bad context. I just have to throw that out there.
Of course, we do. We do.
Yeah.
We don't hate on anyone for any
of
their beliefs or lifestyles.
That is, like... I guess that's an interesting topic of, like...
Yeah, because it's, like... If I went and could be a virtual girl and felt everything that a girl would, like, I don't know.
Yeah, true.
I feel like I would have to, like, choose to be that persona, though.
Yeah.
And so, like, it wouldn't be even on the level, because, like...
Well, that's, like...
Mm-hmm.
Something random.
Yeah.
Like, Cyberpunk. I feel like that's kind of... disclaimer, I played, like, 10 hours of Cyberpunk. Mm-hmm. I didn't finish the story. I don't know how it ends and all the different endings. But I do know there's, like... Around the world, there are, like, ads for... It's, like, Mix It Up or something. And it's all about, like... You can just, like, hey, you want a dick? Like, go buy one.
Yeah.
Or, like, you want... Yeah. I guess you don't want a dick? Just go get it removed. And it's, yeah. like... There's, like... It's kind of an interesting concept, like, the society, where you can just, like, swap your body around and
yeah.
do all this
Cause then
interesting stuff with it.
Gender becomes even more fluid than it is.
It's kind of, like, an interesting...
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. And I don't think they're, like, trying to say anything bad about it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's an interesting topic.
Yeah, that's very interesting.
They got a little heat for it, for, like, having that kind of stuff. I don't know why.
I don't know.
Maybe I should shut up about it so I don't get canceled.
I could see it happening in, like, a kind of a cyberpunk future. Yeah. I think it makes sense. I think it fits in that world. A
Blade Runner-esque world.
Yeah.
It was interesting.
Yeah, I didn't like Blade Runner.
Yeah.
Even the first one, I didn't really think it was that good.
I think they're, like, technically really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an interesting premise, but I can't, like, bring myself to love them.
Yeah, like, the first one, it's a cool concept, but, like, the movie, I just thought it was boring.
Yeah.
And, like, a lot of just stuff happens, and it doesn't really make any sense.
Well, that's the, even the, there's the director's edition with the extra unicorn scene.
Yeah.
That wasn't even, like, originally intended. He just grabbed that shit from a different movie he was working on.
Did he really?
Yeah, so even his, like, director's... His vision isn't even his vision. He's just fucking around.
Ridley Scott.
Yeah.
You know, he also made Alien.
I know he did. I don't know if there was something about that movie, too, where... It's like the George Lucas thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I know there was, like, a thing with Evil Dead, too. Like, they just have to go back and, like... They're ashamed of their movies, and it's fine.
Yeah. Like, your original version is your original version. Yeah. You don't have to tweak it throughout the years.
I'm still... Do you think they'll ever make, like, an official, despecialized version of the Star Wars movies? The originals?
Well, I think, like, the official versions right now are, like, the ones on Disney+. Because they've messed with it
they've
even
messed
more
with
than they have. Yeah.
McClunky.
Mm-hmm. McClunky.
But I just want... I think that'd be really cool, though. That would sell, like, hotcakes. That's smart, too.
Like, to have, like, all of the editions.
I know my dumbass would buy that.
I know you would.
I would... If it was the original trilogy, despecialized, I'd buy that in, like, an instant.
I know you would.
4K.
I'm sure eventually they would... They'll sell somebody copies of, like... Like, these are the five versions of the... Like, the five accepted versions of Star Wars.
Yeah.
And, like, this is the definitive edition of the all the Star Wars movies.
Well, there are free... versions of despecialized editions online right now that we can watch, which is kind of like, we don't need official ones.
Yeah,
if there are free ones online that have had a lot of love and effort poured into them. I just wish that Disney would be, like, cool about them and go, this is official, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, I really like the like the 4-hour long cut of
Revenge of the Sith,
yep. where they, like, splice in all of the Clone Wars Season 7 episodes.
Yeah. Did you watch it?
I haven't seen it. I really want to. But, yeah, it's supposed to be, like, really good. I was trying to do it, because you have to do it where you have to, like, email this guy on Reddit,
and then
he can send you his copy of it, because he can't, like, legally put it on, like, the internet.
That's such bullshit, though, because there are so many... Like, any song that's a lyric video, it's technically illegal.
Yeah.
That's just some Redditor with, like, his fucking little...
Yeah, he just put a little...
Going.
He's got a little, like,
Disclaimer, I'm not a fan of Reddit, really.
Reddit? Oh, what? What's that website?
Reddit?
I'm just kidding.
We're gonna get... attacked by Redditors in the streets. Just kidding, they don't go outside.
Got him!
No, there's cool Reddits and subreddits. Every social media has problems. I just think Reddit has, like, this annoying hive mind.
It does have kind of, like, a... Disclaimer, I've never been on Reddit. Yeah,
but I've told you multiple stories
before. Like, I know
a
lot about it. Like, a good amount. Without ever being on it.
And that's definitely, like, a Reddit... Like... that's a Reddit move right there. Like, you need to personally DM me for my version of the thing instead of just putting it on YouTube. Like,
it's pretentious.
It is. God.
I don't know.
Reddit.
It's just really weird.
Reddit and Twitter. Come on.
Yeah.
Twitter either.
What do you think about the whole GameStop thing that happened a few months ago?
A month ago. I don't know enough about it. I think... I think it's fine. I think, though, that it's just, like, crooked all around, I suppose.
Of course.
Like, there are bad people on every side.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah.
I can't... Like, I know, yes... It's good in a sense that they're kind of like crooked businessmen with the hedge funds and whatever. I don't know how it works. Like, trying to purposefully make the thing tank.
Yeah, like, they're... It's... I think it was a good way to, like, bring around, like, maybe start some kind of change in things. Like, I don't know if it will, but maybe try...
Bro, you know how this works. Everyone, no one's talking about GameStop
anymore. No one is, yeah.
Hold the line.
Yeah.
Don't sell.
No one cares anymore.
Didn't Dogecoin, like, plummet immediately after again?
It's back up, because it was at, like, half a cent in, like, when the year started.
Yeah.
But, like, now it's at, like, 7 cents. That was, like, a couple weeks ago. It's very different.
I know the stock market is more, like, percentages and not, like, actual coins, right?
Yeah.
Like dollar amounts.
Well, it all depends on how much money you have. Like, because if it goes up from 0.5% to 7 cents, that's, like, what is... That's, like, 14,000% increase.
Yeah.
Or not...
I don't know.
1,400% increase. So that's like multiplying it by like 15.
There's that one friend, you know. He's always on the pulse of that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Just in terms of like Reddit and memes, he's not like a business guy.
Mm-hmm.
But he was just telling me how impressive it was. Like, Dogecoin is 0.008 and it was 0.07. Like, this is huge.
Like,
bro, I don't understand.
I mean, yeah, like there
like I don't get it.
It's a wild aspect. And like, I was trying to get into Dogecoin for a second,
because
I do think it could eventually reach, like, a dollar, and, like, going up from 7 cents to a dollar, because if you put in like, $100 at 7 cents, you'd have, like, I don't know, it's less than a cent, so you'd have, like, 10,000 Dogecoins, something like that, and then if that 10,000 turned into a dollar, so that would get you from $100 to, like, $10,000 just by, like, a couple months.
This is a wild-ass story, but did you hear somewhere? There's a guy who was a Bitcoin farmer, or whatever the term is, and he had an account that's... Now it's worth, like, $24 million-something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And his account is set up where he only has one more try to remember his password. Yeah, because
it's, like, on a digital wallet, like, safe.
Yep, that's what it is.
And he can't get into it. Yeah, that's wild.
What would you do if you have one shot?
I don't know, I heard Cody and Noel talk about it on the TMG podcast, and Noel's just like, I just wouldn't do it. I just wouldn't go for the last try.
But that's like, that's so much money.
I know.
That would change your life instantly.
I know it would.
Forever.
I would hate myself if I erased all of it.
Like, well, it's not even erasing the money.
It encrypts all of it.
Oh, okay.
Like, beyond recognition, if you fail the last
attempt. But still... That's, like, crazy.
That is nuts. That's just, like, $24 million on a flash drive.
And there was another incident where, like, a thing happened, and a guy had two hard drives. A hard drive with, like, millions of dollars worth of Bitcoin on it.
Yeah.
And then just this regular-ass computer hard drive, and he mixed them up, and he threw the wrong one away.
Mm-hmm.
And he's, like, fighting with the town, like, trying to get to the landfill.
Yeah, I believe it.
And the town was like, bro, we're not going to let you in.
No, I'd be furious. I'd be like, bro, I'm going to dumpster dive through that whole thing to find my millions of dollars.
I think before he would, like, illegally go on.
And
then at some point, they said, no, you can't do this. So now he's, like, trying to, like, okay, I'll play the rules. Like, let's get a party to search for it. And he thinks he knows. Because I guess landfills, like...
They, like, track where they put stuff.
Yeah, they track where they put stuff, and, like, they have spots.
Mm-hmm.
And he's, like, triangulated where he's, like, it's probably, like, 12 feet down right here.
Yeah.
We gotta go and find it. And the city's like, no.
That's crazy. I would be pissed.
I would be pissed as fuck if that was my town and I had that money just sitting there.
I'd be like, bro, I'm waiting till everyone's asleep, and I'm just going in there.
Well, I think he said he'd, like, give the town, like, money
to,
like...
Okay.
in exchange for you letting me do all this stuff and, like, mm-hmm. finding it, you'll have some of this, blah, blah, blah. And they're just like, no, we're not going to fuck with that. But, like, what's there to lose?
I don't know. That's really weird.
I don't know. It's probably some...
Like, if you get, like, 20 volunteers, I'm sure somebody would do that. Like, offer them, like, $1,000 if you find it.
Well, if there's, like, millions of dollars.
Well, yeah. I'm just saying, like, something.
Yeah.
You know, just... Yeah.
I would do it.
I would do it, too. I'd volunteer if I could help some guy find a couple million bucks and then...
Even just, like, make him feel good, you know?
Yeah, like, I know I would be really mad if somebody would want to help me. That'd be really awesome. Yeah, so, like, I'd help somebody.
Stewardship in the Lord's eyes. If I had heard about it.
Yeah, of course.
Help a fellow man out.
Mm-hmm.
But that would just... So, man.
Yeah.
Next time, we gotta talk about... I don't... We have to talk about some cum artifacts next time.
Cum artifacts? Yeah. Like what?
Well, I'll save that for the next time.
Oh my god.
For now, I think... I don't know if you've seen me, but I've been picking at a hair on the back of my neck.
Have you?
Yes.
Is it really long?
For me.
Okay, I can pull it.
I think we're going to end this here, folks.
Okay.
This has been a good episode, actually.
That was a really good episode, I think.
Yeah. I like this vibe a lot more than...
It was a little bit nicer than going than to the library.
I think we'll have it...
This felt a little bit more natural.
Yeah, we'll have it better, mm-hmm. too, in the future, even over, like, Discord. I think we'll have a good thing going. I didn't even finish my soda off. Like, last time I chugged that thing within the first 10 minutes.
I know you did. I finished mine just, like, 10 minutes ago. It wasn't too long.
Ooh, wow. Yeah, again, Romano's Italian Soda, white peach.
I would recommend. It's all right, especially if you like something really bubbly.
Yeah.
It's good.
But for now, I think we're going to call it a day.
Yeah, thanks everybody for listening.
Laundry to do and pictures to take.
Oh, yeah. We're going to get my boy on the market.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.